But enough of the doom and gloom. It has been a very heavy week. So let's turn our attention today to some of the positive activities and the positive signs in our city and across our state. And I need your help. Call me 9221882. Let's spruik some positivity on the airwaves today. Where are the new jobs? Who is employing staff? Who is investing in making our city even better than it is right now? And what can you and I do to grow and evolve Perth? What industries, what sectors are starting to bounce back? 9221882. First, tourism. Figures for last year showed we had 954,000 international guests stay here in Western Australia, an increase of 12%, spending $2.4 billion. Just this week, we found out about redevelopment plans by the Singapore owners of the Hyatt Regency here in East Perth. They were lodged with the City of Perth to start the ball rolling on the first stage for a three-tower residential commercial precinct valued at $50 million. And the Northwest and tourism in the Kimberley is becoming a key destination for both international and interstate tourists. So first this afternoon, let's bring in Quentin Long from Australian Traveller on Perth Live. Quentin, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ollie.
First of all, encouraging signs for growth in tourism here in WA. We're obviously doing something right. What do tourists tell you about wanting to holiday here in the West?
Oh, mate, it's every year we do a massive survey of all our Australian-based readers, and their number one destination that they dream about, that they aspire to get to, is always the Kimberley, has been for 4 years.
4 years, everybody wants to go to the Kimberley.
Absolutely, it's the dream destination that we all really, really want to get to. The other thing that's really interesting about that is when we ask them about what's your favourite food or food region or destination, food and wine, Margaret River is always either one, two or three. And now the majority of these people are East Coasters. Mm. And so the appeal of WA is just massive. And there's great developments going on for the West Australian tourism market as well.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you know, Perth has just come on leaps and bounds in the last 5 years, and you've had fabulous hotels open, the new Crown, the Como. That sort of property development that you've had in the product is just fabulous and fantastic and really good for the city. But how about, you know, Qantas London Direct? That's
absolutely
going to transform Perth as a travel destination. I mean, you know, sometimes it already feels like half of Britain's moved to Perth,
yeah.
But, you know, this is going to make it even better for them. And so I think that's a huge move that's not to be underestimated.
Absolutely. And when you mentioned there, Quentin Long, along with, you know, the Treasury Como, for example, was named as the second best hotel by some last year in the world.
Yep,
we've just
yep.
seen at the eastern end of our city here in Perth that Bali's famous Bar Coup d'Etat launched
yep.
at Point Fraser, along with the Point Bar and Grill. It really has become, as you said, an international city, really. And once we do have that flight up and running between Perth and London, Europeans will want a holiday here. And obviously the next port of call, Quentin Long, is to expand that travel and the tourism opportunities for our Asian visitors.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, China is the big, big market that the whole of Australia is going after. So, look, the whole of Australia's had a fabulous year in terms of driving up tourists, international tourists. But don't forget, Ollie, that anywhere between 65 and 70% of the money spent on tourism in Australia is spent by an Australian.
Mm.
And so the really important market is that domestic market as well. And again, so just because I thought about it, which is the Margaret River Airport sort of looking like it's going to be developing
yep.
domestic flights, that's a huge, huge boom for that domestic market. Again, remembering that 65 to 70% of the money comes from an Australian, really opens up the Margaret River.
Yeah, and if we think about here, particularly West Australians, you know, there's cheap flights to Bali, for example,
yep.
but if we decided not to go international, to stay here in Australia, particularly here in Western Australia,
yep.
what sort of impact can it have on the economy if you spend, say, an extra day or two per year
yep.
just holidaying in your own backyard?
Yeah, look, this is a $70 billion market at the moment, and so that's Australians holidaying in Australia. If we took just two more days holidaying here in Australia, you're looking at anywhere between sort of $4 to $8 billion back into the economy.
Wow.
Now, I would never say to an Australian that they shouldn't travel overseas. All I'm asking you to do is say, just spend two more days in Australia before you go overseas. Or just spend two more days here in Australia and don't, you know, and shorten your holiday overseas by 2 days. And look, that would be just a phenomenal effort and really make a difference. And the number one thing about that, Ollie, is that what I would really love to see Australians do is go regional and go regional, like out to the wheat belt countries. Around Perth, and really go drive the dispersal, because you guys have some fabulous, amazing, not like anywhere else in the world, experiences. You know, just thinking about places like New Norcia, Esperance, those places are just so under-discovered, undervalued by just a domestic traveller, let alone the international traveller, and it would make such a great difference to those regional communities, because tourism is the one industry that will never, it's born every morning and it dies every night, meaning that, you know, that hotel room tonight, as soon as you don't book it, it's gone. You can't sell it again. And so that has great benefits in terms of being really elastic and never ending in its benefits, but it also means it's quite timely as well.
Quinton Long, appreciate you injecting some positivity this afternoon. Thank you.
Thanks, Ollie. It's a great time for Australian tourism, and I really can't encourage everyone else to get out there and see it.
Yeah, neither can I. Quinton Long from Australian Travel this afternoon. How's that figure? An extra $4 to $8 billion to the Australian economy if we spent just an extra 2 days per year holidaying in our own backyard. But what about what you do on your holidays? How can you just holiday in WA and help ourselves? Would you trade an overseas holiday for a few extra days exploring our own state? 9221 882.